This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. The Republican presidential candidates were in Boca Raton, Florida last night for yet another debate. The five remaining contenders are in fierce competition for delegates in Florida. It's the state with the biggest delegate count so far. Florida holds its primary on Tuesday. Here now to talk politics is NPR News analyst Juan Williams. Hi, Juan.
Good to be with you, Alex.
Last night's debate was so very polite. You'd almost think that there wasn't anything at stake in Florida.
Well, I think it's exactly the contrary, Alex. I think there was so much at stake that the Republicans didn't want to risk coming off as feuding and fussing, emulating what happened, the slugfest between Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama among the Democrats in South Carolina. They wanted to have a sense of being commanding, in control, and certainly not come off as negative or badgering, because the polls right now have it neck and neck between John McCain and Mitt Romney in Florida. And, of course, Rudy Giuliani has everything riding on the outcome there. He may be out of the race if he doesn't win Florida.
We heard a lot about the economy last night. Let's listen to a clip. This is Governor Mike Huckabee responding to a question about President Bush and the Congress's plan for economic stimulus.
One of the concerns that I have is that we'll probably end up borrowing this $150 billion from the Chinese. And when we get those rebate checks, most people are going to go out and buy stuff that's been imported from China.
So when the conversation turns to the economy, which of the candidates does that benefit the most?
Well, clearly, Mitt Romney, what we saw in Michigan, Alex, is making a case that he has experience in dealing with economic issues, and even pointed out last night that at one point John McCain had told reporters that, you know, he's still learning when it comes to economic issues. McCain shot back that that wasn't true. But what you see here is a focus on the economy that I think plays to Mitt Romney's presentation and campaign willingness to say, you know, I'm all about tax cuts. I'm all about bringing jobs back. One reason he's not a popular guy on the campaign trail is people feel he'll say anything. But that issue is the hot issue, surpassing the war now, and Mitt Romney's playing it.
Today, the New York Times endorsed Senator McCain for the Republicans. How important is that endorsement for him?
I think it's pretty important. Now, obviously, Republicans aren't looking to the New York Times for endorsements, but the New York Times is the New York Times, Alex, and you'll see it in some advertising, and I think you'll also see it among people who are in the fundraising business on the Republican side, said, you know what, this guy really can appeal to swing voters, to independent voters. Even the New York Times takes him seriously as a man of principle, because that was the basis of the Times endorsement.
The Times endorsed Hillary Clinton for the Democrats. The paper hasn't always been kind to her in the past. Was this a surprise?
It was a surprise. And in political circles in Washington, there'd been much attention to the idea that the Times was enamored of Barack Obama and the suggestion that history would be made, the first African-American president. All of a sudden, they say, you know what, her experience is what differentiates her. When it comes down to who knows how to handle government, how to deal with policy, how to deal with legislation, she was a distinct grade above what Senator Obama has to offer. It was a surprise all around.
NPR News analyst Juan Williams, thanks for joining us.
Good to be with you, Alex.